Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So happy to have you all with us. Blog Talkers, we love that you are all lining up, which helps us to somewhat ensure that you'll get your reading instead of being left out in the cold when the show is over. So good for you and for our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. You are right now watching us as we are live streaming, and we invite anybody else who'd like to, you know, see us in action. You can find us right there on that page on Facebook. Now, I want to make sure everybody is on the same page. I use ordinary playing cards, as you heard in the introduction. So it's important to know this isn't tarot. It isn't oracle cards. It isn't any of the other types of ordinary playing card systems that are out there. I know there are some out there. I've just never studied any of them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me, I wanted to keep it as pure as I could with her teachings. So I really stayed away from letting other philosophies or methods kind of seep into it. I really didn't want that to happen. So what you're getting is the real deal. And personal prophecy absolutely does stand on its own in terms of its validity, how dynamic it is, and life-changing in so many ways. So I hope that you enjoy your experience with us. Also, each caller, when they are on the phone, I will be using a full 24-card layout. Others like to just randomly pull out a few cards. My preferred style is to use the same layout that I use when I am meeting one-on-one with someone for a private session. So just bear in mind, I will need a moment to, excuse me, to be able to get the cards laid out and for my thoughts to be organized. So I think that's all I really need to say. And I'm going to turn this over now to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we also want to remind all of you folks out there, the radio show folks and the Facebook folks, if you're international, tell us and we'll give you a live shout out. I'll try to work you in. She's in the middle of talking to somebody doing the reading. I try to sneak it in. If I forget, you might want to say, hey, so-and-so here again from so-and-so. Because she's got a big sentence thing going on. I have to wait.
No internationals.
No, none yet that I see. You know, I've bounced around a little bit. They'll speak up if they're in here. Speak up if you're here. Let's get down to it because these things just keep growing, this list. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. And when you call in, as many have already, you will be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. Exactly what happens. If you hear nothing bad thing in Blog Talk, you got to hang up and call again. So I almost always, except when I forget. I almost always like to do a test to make sure that I hear the show and I can hear her and we're not breaking up. The audio's good. So sometimes if it's breaking up, a lot of you folks got to remember when you're on your cell phones, if you're moving around, like we try to mention, which we're going to talk about, that can be bad even on your end, too, for hearing us. So when we do take you, that leads me into this, when we do take you live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Please shut off the speakerphone and the Bluetooth. Please, 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 please. I know sometimes you can't. That's what we said, a legally, safely thing. But if you can, please do so. Go back to the pain in the ass. Put the phone up to your face. I think people hardly do that so much, so little nowadays. I think their elbow might explode or something if they have to do that. Because you see people just walk around in stores like this. You know? Also, international shout out to Mike in the UK.
Wouldn't that be John Bill Clinton?
I picked a name. Pick a name, any name. And that's what came out of the hat, Mike.
So his name might really be Bob.
Could
or
be
Ricky.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name
no,
is our name, too.
I
da, da,
know
da, da,
you
da, da,
were
da.
Going to say that.
All right. Let me get back to my damn spiel woman.
Yeah.
All right? In addition to the speakerphone Bluetooth thing, we ask that you silence all the background noises that you can. We ask that you stop multitasking and running around. We touch that a little bit. Perfect scenario is you're indoors. It's a quiet, comfortable room you're in that has great cell phone reception. And because just the cell phone world around has enough issues when you're moving around and doing stuff. But when you've got to go to Blog Talk's website, to our computers, our computer speakers, we just don't know what kind of loss of quality there will be in the sound. But there will be some. Mark my word, there shall be some. But we don't know how much. Facebook folks, we're going to try to squeak it in. We do the best we can. Squeak in a little window of opportunity for you folks. I recommend.
We might stay on 30 minutes after the show.
Oh, yes. Change number two.
I just feel bad when they wait and, you know, we don't get to give them any readings.
So we'll see what we can do. We make no promises for the Facebook folks. We do our best to open up a window. You can't get in line and call in early on Messenger audio or video. It doesn't have a hold system. You got to wait till we actually officially announce for you to call in now. When you hear that, then you do so, and you do so to Deborah Lee on Facebook.
Yeah.
You don't do it to the Psychic Love Doctor show. And it's audio, video, and you got to be friends or none of that's going down. And I think, I have not covered everything. I like to forget this part, and this is the part that it is kind of important because we got to transition with all these folks we have. Tonight's really important. Can you hear the harps? Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, no.
Aha, just kidding. No. When you hear the harps, that
they
means...
They want that...
That means the angel cards are coming.
Conquer of his pointed in my direction because his sneezes are titanic in size. All right.
Really? Are you going to really say that? When you explode like a freaking atom bomb? Really?
Hey, we women have a reason. And all these young ladies don't know yet, but maybe your mothers have informed you that you reach... You come to a certain age, and you experience a little, it's a thing with sneezing and laughing, and we end up experiencing something else at the same time. And I will tell you, it is not an orgasm. Are you ready? Are you?
I'm not ready because I didn't get to finish this. That's why I'm harping my ass off here. All right, when you hear the harps, It's a signal. First one that's most important is your reading with Deborah's wrapped up. We got like 4 billion callers. It's wrapped up. We have to move on. We want to get as many people as we can in. And the harp also means don't just run. Stand by for a single angel card reading. And today we're going to the traditional, old school, just angel cards. They don't have any fancy schmancy name. Always old, oldie but a goodie. And you'll get a different archangel every message. I mean, there's different ones in here. You could get the same one twice, oh, Lord Jesus, you know. I mean, there's a lot of cards. There's only so many archangels out there. So that is that, and that is that. So let's let me catch up.
Wow.
Yeah, we catch up because somebody else just jumped in here.
All right. And
update my list.
And just so you all know, our Arizona correspondent is in the wings, and we will have her come on out at a minute's time.
Caller number one is 630. Right, that area code belongs to Illinois, 630.
Do I dare say welcome, Lily?
Got to be.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Wunderbar.
So
what's
excited.
Happening?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Well, I had to call back because you said that you could do the mediumship reading with cards. So
right.
Now I'm just like... Good. I've been stalking your Blog Talk page just to see if you were on tonight. And I'm like, I got to call in.
That was very wise to be the first caller, too, because now she's fresh. If he was near the end of the show, she might not be able to pull it off.
Sometimes I get a little fatigued.
She really has to do a lot of, her brain really has to work overtime on this stuff.
Okay, now, Lily,
you know,
give me an initial so we don't have to put the name over the A. Okay, there we go. All right, it's going to take me a moment here. We are going to do mediumship with this ordinary deck of playing cards. In other words, we're going to contact a spiritually, don't throw me off the track here, okay?
I'm not even talking to you.
No, but you were like doing it.
I'm freaking
counting.
He's
throwing gang signs over here.
I am doing my job over here. I'm counting how many callers are on hold and what order they're in.
We're going to contact him spiritually on the other side, beyond the veil, so to speak. Sometimes they don't want to talk. They're just not feeling very communicative. Other times, they can't shut up. So we'll see. And this is a very important individual that we are contacting. Lily works in, dabble in law enforcement, or what would you call it?
Investigative reporting.
Love it. Okay. So here we go there, Miss Lily. I'm going to mentally speak to A now.
I'm dealing with a scam meister myself. So I'm busy blocking.
Okay, we'll see. They seem to go, first of all, to some sort of like rehabilitation unit. I mean, when I tried many, many times to contact my husband after he passed away, for quite some time, I couldn't make a connection. Then it seemed like a receptionist started talking to me, and of course it's not out loud where you would hear it, but I said, is Daryl available? And she said, no, I'm sorry, he is not. I said, well, when will he be available? And she said, hon, we don't have time here. He's in spiritual orientation is what she called it. And she said, just keep trying, and when he's ready and finished with the orientation, he will make his presence known, and he did. So this is not somebody I know personally, but what I do is I go through Lily's perception of this individual onward to that actual individual who is male, was male, and would be somewhat well-known, maybe a lot well-known. I wasn't into that certain genre of what he does.
International shout out to Anne in Scotland.
Anne!
I don't have any bagpipes to play.
We haven't seen you for a long time. Okay.
Maybe a week or less. I don't know. But whatever. I shouldn't even try to attempt to pretend I have a memory, because I do not.
I wanted to know if A was feeling like accepting about the fact that he was no longer in physical life. And no, he's not. His spirit is like crying. It was not his time. And that, I think, should confirm to you, Lily, that yes, this is likely a homicide here. Okay. Because sometimes when people have left the world due to, say, a drug overdose, their spirit often doesn't even know what's happened. These are sometimes the people that will get trapped in a house, or like you watch all those ghost shows. A lot of times it's like they're dysfunctional as a spirit, and they need guidance to help them go to the light.
It seems like they turn into some kind of form of energy that obviously we don't understand.
Right.
But like my biggest question, if I could ask him, and it'd be my only question because I know he's going to talk and say whatever he wants to say, but is, will it be ruled a homicide? That's the only thing I want to know. If he wants to answer it or anything else he has to say, I'm completely open.
See, all I can do is tell you his thoughts and feelings. It's not like they can always project into the future.
Yeah, I would be that person looking into the future.
Yeah.
That person could tell you what happened to them, right?
There was, yeah. And right. I'm seeing
and
here
saw, right?
that he is saying someone close to him, and I think you and I know who she is, actually did end his life. All right?
Okay.
And he's also saying that he's very much aware that his mother is just inconsolable with grief. Now, I know you said that the mother reached out and was attacking you. Okay. But, yeah, you know.
I don't know the name, but I know the
he wants,
material now.
He wants to let it be known that he's among friends. He's saying there are those that have passed from life that were in the public spotlight that he's around their spirits. First person that came to my mind was River Phoenix, that he's associating with spirits like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard that one for a while. That
yeah,
name.
That's from, what, the 1990? But remember, they don't have time there. So, also, he feels, and Lily, this kind of contradicts my readings for you. But remember, I'm not the all-being. I mean, I do my best, but I'm still just another person. And the cards can be correct, but it's the interpretation that could be off. So he is saying that, yeah, there's money that's exchanging hands, and it's got him. I mean, he's like in a turbulent state. He may be among friends and all, but remember, this is somebody who had their life stolen from them, from him. Okay, and frankly, that's about all I've got for you. We could look into this. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, was that money exchanging hands before or after he passed?
I think it was before.
Okay.
But he could be doing remote viewing from the afterlife where he sees something's happening. But it's two men. Now, I believe he had a brother, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think it could be the brother and some other male that have profited from what the whole thing that I get. It's like it's under an umbrella that he did something to somebody. And I'm not saying a bunch of gangsters came to get him, but I think he was dealing with people that he owed money for, whether it was drugs,
gaming. Maybe just the loan shark people, maybe.
Maybe he had a gambling issue.
Gambling.
And I think that they engineered a lot of what happened.
Yeah, the lady was saying, the lady's trying to say that the gang members, you know, killed him because he owed them money for drugs. But I think that it's just part of the setup. And I mean, I just hope that, you know, obviously I'm doing him justice, but, you know, I hope that, I mean, I can't control the universe, but my hope is that
your own piece of it. Yeah.
The truth will be, you know, uncovered. That's all. And just hope I'm doing him proud. And he's also with Michael Jackson. I can feel that.
I would believe that. Here's the other thing. I think it might not have been an actual obvious, I mean, like he was shot or something. Didn't they just find him dead?
Yeah, it was like the way that they did it, they waited so long for the fentanyl to pass through his system. So they waited 33 hours before they called the police, hoping that the poison, I think that what they did was is they poisoned cigarettes and had them inhale, and that was a way to make it where it was less traceable. And then they waited a certain amount of time before they called law enforcement, hoping that it wouldn't show up in the toxicology reports. And then if they found out that he died with an accidental overdose, to blame the police for a wrongful death is what I'm thinking.
Sounds good to me. I mean, until they actually, I wondered, was there a toxicology report that came out on this guy?
Sometimes it'll catch everything.
Yeah, they do.
Right. They had to rerun the test. So we are reading the new toxicology reports, and then obviously that's the thing that, like, I keep going round and round in my head, like, are the people going to get caught for, you know, homicide, murder, or manslaughter? But I think something will, but, I mean, that's also my wishful thinking, though. So,
I think you are,
thank you.
You're championing this guy. And who deserved better. But when you start dealing with these crooks and stuff, you know, I think you're right. I do think in some way they were out to get him back. If only he just paid him, because certainly he had some money. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Your angel card reading subject is gifts from God. Archangel Sandalphon, we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive. These always don't have to be about, especially if you're doing a mediumship, you have a pretty good chance the angel card's not going to be about that.
Yeah, that's very
true. This is the angel cards are kind of about you, not the mediumship stuff. So that's all right, though. It's good to, hey, gifts from your creator. That's usually not junk mail. That's probably some good stuff. So.
And I think what you're doing is really noble on his behalf.
Noble.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Glad you got your mediumship in. That was wise to be
take
heard.
Take care.
She was wise.
Take care.
All right.
We'll
talk to you again.
Yeah.
Got to keep on moving. Like Tom Petty.
Yeah.
All right. Believe it or not, we are going to keep the same state area code. We're going to go to 773, which is also Illinois. 773, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. And what is your first name, please?
Hello, is that me?
Yes, it is.
It is you. It is you. Who are you?
It's Nan again. How are you?
Hi, we're doing pretty good, yeah.
Marvelous.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like things are just marvelous. I want you to tell me how marvelous things are going to be for me in the future. Anything
right.
good that you see?
I like that. Nice segue.
Thank you. I'm trying.
What, do you have something specific that you'd like me to focus on for you?
Particular subject matter.
Oh. Nah, life in general would be fine.
Life in general. Well, here comes the general, Deb.
All right.
You comfortable with this?
I am.
You done enough?
Is that good? Because I can try something. I could just say, like.
Well, she said she's cool with it. That's why I was just making sure.
Okay.
The brand new folks out here, you could come in and ask for a general reading, never have a reading before, but that's going to be just vague.
You won't really get much.
She doesn't know anything about your past, any current situations, things that are going on in your life. She knows that the folks that have called in a few times, it gets a little easier to do
this. It's not necessarily knowledge. It's also a connection. I need to develop a connection with
I'm not a card reader, so I think about the information highway myself.
Okay, well, I'm right off the top. I'm seeing there's a man here.
No,
is
a pretty good man.
Going to end up owing you money, and may already.
Maybe that's not a mighty good man.
And he's
owing me money.
Yes.
Show me the money. Oh, look at that! Now you made me see. Yeah,
that's weird. I would love that, though. I mean, it's better than me owing him money, right?
True that.
Right.
That is truth, but it depends on the situation.
Yeah. And what it is he's making a mistake. This could be a mistake while driving. All right. It could be. Yeah. So here's why this method is so dynamic.
So not necessarily a windfall type of owing money.
No, it could just be money coming from... I'd like to say a fender bender.
Something negative.
Yeah, I don't see you being into it.
Well, that's good then.
But by knowing this, by having this pre-knowledge, you're able to sidestep something like this by being extra careful behind the wheel. These people that are out there, you know, they're really taking chances with everybody's life.
I like it when people drive an 18-wheeler's text.
What?
I mean, you might as well be landing a 747 and texting while you're landing. You might as well be
right?
a 18-wheeler down the road texting.
So by telling you this now, you can substantially ensure that this doesn't happen for you.
Okay.
Through your awareness. That's the only thing I saw is like maybe it wouldn't be that major. It would be like a car accident, but nothing.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Big change coming for you. Now, are you the lady that's looking to move?
I was thinking about it, yeah.
Okay, well, that is very prevalent in your cards here, and it would be a very good step for you, but you have to be careful about it. The cards are cautioning. They're saying, you know, do your due diligence. I can never say that. Due diligence.
Be diligent. Do your due diligence.
Yes. And
do.
I just read, it was in the paper actually, that mortgage rates are now at 6.5%. So they're not going down. Yeah. But eventually they'll plummet.
Yeah. In that world, in the perfect world, you can be patient and wait how many years it would take for it to go down. Not everybody can wait 7 years for it to get back to rock bottom.
Now, when life is going rather smooth,
sure.
There's not a whole lot in the cards.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
So I see that you're going to spend some time with some good friends.
Good times are going to be had.
Oh, and wait now, hold on. There's serendipity attached.
I like serendipity.
Jim hates that word.
I hate the word. I don't hate the subject.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like it for some reason. It's the dumbest thing ever, but it's this word that sounds like, holy crap, this is a really cool word. Then I hear the definition. It's like, I would invent a better word.
Something extraordinary happening when you least expect it to happen. All right.
Yeah, and when I hear the word, it sounds like, to me, it sounds like serendipity. To me, just because I don't know, it sounds like there's some kind of karma involved, like somebody's getting what they deserve, be it good or bad.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying that's my brain definition. Obviously, it's wrong. But, yeah.
And I think it sounds like an elaborate ice cream
Well, there's all that, Sunday. Too. Yeah, it sounds like that. It could be some...
Yeah,
it could be some fancy new vibrator or something like that. Meet the serendipity on top of them here. Yeah. Solar-powered.
Yeah, that's... and the other word I really love is synchronicity.
Ah, the police.
Oh, good.
Synchronicity.
Thank you.
1984. I think I won a bunch of awards for that album.
I think you could be right. Okay. And all in all, you lead a pretty easy life. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like you're, you know, waltzing through each day of your life. No, because things happen. But by and large, you don't have a lot of drama here. How is your love?
No, I don't usually.
How about your love?
Oh,
life?
And non-existent. Non-existent. I have two dogs that I walk every day. Yeah.
Sure, your love life there will be the drama.
Are they your own dogs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, then there's love. There's love. Yeah, puppy love.
They're sweet. They're my puppy loves,
Everybody loves to approach puppies. You know that?
They're puppies. Yeah.
You've got
They're always
one.
Puppies for life, no matter how old they are.
She's got 1, 2, 3, potentially 4 guys here. Right.
Okay.
And when you encounter them, we would have to look at the cards precisely about that person.
Precisely.
One is showing up here as married or with a girlfriend, but he has no trouble bed hopping, and that it would be drama. You wouldn't want to.
Up.
Yeah.
Would not want to.
No.
Hippity hoppity.
There is a potential here for a long-term relationship, but it's not immediate. It's still on the horizon. Okay, so it'll take some time. But all in all, everything looks very good for you.
All right. Well, that's good to know, and I'm very happy now.
Oh, good. Well, Jim's got your card.
Oh, I do indeed.
Come on, Jim.
The subject of your angel card is clair cognizance, and that's from Archangel Uriel.
And
pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers. That's interesting. They're answered prayers. So if you get thoughts and ideas, Archangel's saying we're answering some prayers here. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, interesting.
My card. Yeah, you have to contemplate that.
I love that.
Contemplate.
Yes, you do.
Nothing wrong with contemplating. Nothing wrong.
I can feel your energy, as I'm sure Jim and our listeners do. You have a really energetic sense about you.
She's got a positive vibe.
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. Even when she talked about the love life, she said it in a positive way. She didn't go like a depressed sounding term. Oh, I don't have any love. She said it like, I got nothing. But she said it positively.
But look at it
like,
this way.
I know. Actually, that is positive these days, considering, seriously. I've had a good time.
Yeah, you know, think
she
of it.
She speaks truth because there is lots of baggage that can come along with it.
Right,
that.
And think of it this way. You're missing out on all the losers.
Loser.
That could have come
along. That's exactly, that's how I like to think of it. Brilliant.
Sometimes the winning move is not to play.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah. All right, man, you have a great week.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling.
Call us anytime.
Thank you very much. Have an awesome night.
All right, thank you. We will. Yeah, you can feel it from her. That's a happy spirited person.
Yes, very positive. Even if it's not like a great positive subject. All right, Deb, it is time. The time has come for all good men to talk to Olisa. I'm home.
Oh, you guys. You are the joy bunnies. You are the joy bunnies. Earth angels, joy bunnies. You bring it all to us. Thank you.
Aww,
I'm so sorry I rushed yesterday. But you know what, Deb? You saw in, the number three, the magic number three, you said, there's going to be like a declaration of something, you know, like future, whatever. Do you still see that? Because yesterday I was in such a, he and I were in the truck, and then we got we drove down the road a little bit, and then we got to the project house, and he got out. Now I hope it's not that. I hope it's not that that you saw. I hope something else is coming. But he said to me, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen. And I was joking, and he pinched my arm. I said, that hurt. And then he's looking at me, and he said, I have to ask him to repeat what he said, but he ended up saying, he said, you and I make the perfect duo. And then he pulled me toward him, and you know, we're like in a, you know, all over each other, and you know, I'm giggling and laughing, whatever. And then we get on with our stuff. And then today, you know, we spent up until just now, we had coffee with each other, and we're, you know, because I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and so we hung out and went for a walk. And I'm just wondering, is that the number three that you saw, or is there something down the pipe coming from
that? Good. We can clarify that. Good. I'm glad you asked.
Well, I don't remember some number three, but, you know, there's a lot of
you said,
and
like,
forth.
Three months, 3 weeks, three something.
That was
going
to
be some... Yeah. Declaration of, you know, like
independence?
Permanence or
that's right.
Relationship.
Okay. All right. Well, you better, hopefully, God, if it's longer than 3 months, I'd throw that shit in the trash, but.
I love
it. As long as all the, put it, I used to say like 110%. She's up to like 200% of effort in this now.
Here's the thing.
She's doubling her effort, and she's getting nothing in return. This is bullshit. All right, go ahead.
That three of, the number three, and this, we're talking about the card, three of clubs. If you look at what numbers symbolize,
okay.
Number one is unity. Number two is like duality.
So three months of menage a trois.
But if you wait till I tell you, it's like yin and yang is number two. Male and female, okay? It's opposite, okay?
Balance.
Diametrically opposite. Then you get to number three. Oh, I almost went like this.
That's the proper term.
Here's number three. Number three is creation. It's like, imagine number two, male and female, had a baby. All right. It also means time. It means time with its duality of, it gets deep.
Is this stuff you need to smoke dope? Talk about. Do I need to go find some mushrooms or lick a frog? I mean, what are we talking about here?
It gets deep. And it's right on the internet. You can read up one of the numbers, excuse me, 8 or 9 is infinity. I think it's the 8.
I can see
they
that.
They all have meaning.
That makes sense. Well, 0 could be infinity, too, if you want to see something that never ends, but, you know.
I thought 0 was completeness.
No, I'm talking about.
Or nothingness. Or maybe both.
8 flip 90 degrees is what they use in mathematics for infinity, yes. But it's not really an 8, but that's the closest thing that it is. Looks like an 8, but an 8. All right, go ahead.
Let's put it this way. He's working up to it. Okay, he didn't say everything that he meant to say, but he's getting there. So I have to tell you that. He's putting in the effort to express himself, but he's feels incapable of putting the words correctly. I don't know. This guy's a deep thinker in a lot of ways. I do have difficulty sometimes getting to his core.
Okay. All right. I got nothing to say to that because I don't read cards.
Well, what's weighing very heavily on his mind is that you are going to replace him. All right.
As well, never mind.
Yeah. So
from a time standpoint,
because
he should not be surprised.
He felt like he had your undivided attention and it was going to remain that way. And then when he started to realize you're not getting a return off this relationship or from it, this relationship that you are, expecting, and rightly so, you started saying, I'm going to fill up my dance card. Well, that's saying I'm going to date other men.
Yeah, and, you know, people like to say, I really care about the other person's feelings and that I want them to be happy. But let's face it, we all want to be happy. That's why we're in it from the beginning. Don't make any kind of, I just want the other person to be happy. I care about that. You wouldn't be doing it if you weren't happy either.
No, he's got a stake in this, too.
You've
got
to get a return.
And I see him right here. It's too bad you can't see Lisa. He's right here as a face card.
Which one?
It's a man. It's a man card.
Okay. Well, I don't know, actually, at this point.
Then what he is experiencing now, he swings. He's like a pendulum. And he is experiencing deep love for you. But it's mixed with... A 9 of spades is a card of anguish and extreme pain of being less than. It's a word. That is a phrase that whenever I focus on him, I hear that he feels less than boyfriend, husband, you know. You could just kind of span the spectrum.
But he doesn't give off signs that he's less than.
No. But I think he covers it up like being a big man on campus, and he's friends with everybody. He's got this really, outgoing social side. But deep inside, this guy is a wreck, an emotional wreck.
Well, hopefully he doesn't keep wrecking other people's lives.
But no, to answer your question, he's going to attempt this again, all right, with you. So that 3, I feel, is still in play, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So do you see anything bad coming down the pike?
From not, except you still being unfulfilled.
Which could be interpreted as bad. That's what I was about to say. What is bad from what standpoint?
Well, it's like
you don't see her getting into a train wreck or anything, but if she doesn't get what she's desiring, that's bad,
I'm talking
right?
about him, he and I. I'm not talking about train wreck or anything. But you know what? He does exhaust me. You know, we spent And, you know, I was calling my friends in front of him because I had to reschedule. And we've got big night out Wednesday night. A bunch of us are going to go to a bar and we're going to do karaoke. Or I don't know who of us is going to do, but we're open for party night. And then, so I had to do some rescheduling. And I told him, don't talk. I don't want them to know you're here. I didn't say anything private or personal. I was just telling one girlfriend, I said, I really love you. I love your husband. I love your dogs. And she was saying, oh, I love you too. And you know, we were making plans. And so he heard all that. And then he was responding to that. And then I had to call another girlfriend because I had to reschedule. I was just wiped out today. And then tomorrow's huge. I have to be on the road. I have all these things I have to do. And then, so we just, and it was raining today. And it's, you know, bad weather to be out. And so we just, you know, did whatever. And I don't know. I don't know. I am exhausted, though. By the time I come back into my place, I'm just so worn out. And he's telling me constantly, you make my life so fun. You make it so full of adventure, you know, and I'm so glad I have you in my life. He said that tonight before I walked back to my place and onward and so forth.
All right, stand by, even though Deborah will describe it for the blog talkers that can't see it.
Yes, that can't see it. I have in front of me, it's a kind of skinny...
It's a skinny pitcher of water.
Yeah. And it's about half.
It's glass. You can see the level.
It's, and this is illustrating
it is pretty
what
much
he's
half.
Giving her. And it's like half of what the water's half.
Okay.
But see, Lisa needs this thing filled up.
Or at least hell of a lot more than half.
Yeah, because if you settle for half, who's going to be the unhappy person in that relationship?
In the perfect world,
I'm not cementing this. I'm not signing on the dotted line. I'm still going to be, you know, helicoptering all over with my friends. But I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know. And
go ahead.
I'm very exhausted right now because I know, you know, we do have an uproarious, it's not a boring conversation when we're, and I heard him on the phone. I was in the laundry room putting another load in the washer and, you know, I heard him with one of his best friends from boyhood and he's talking to him about what we do, how we're doing. He's so excited. And I don't know, Deb, who knows, but I'm not going to leave my door shut on any opportunity. I'm certainly going to be out there.
You know,
that's good. That's good.
Here's the thing. If you were a completely asexual woman, you know, absolutely no libido, no interest, this would be a perfect relationship where you can share the friendship and the camaraderie and, you know, the intimacy they have just in their talking.
But the intimacy is very relevant.
But for the rest of it, she wants the completeness of a boyfriend / lover who is there to, you know.
Even about the physical part.
Exactly. The whole enchilada.
But he's not committing.
Right.
The whole enchilada. She needs an enchilada.
But even regardless of the physical thing, he's not even fully committing emotionally. Not even close.
You know what? The enchilada is also a phallic symbol.
And so is a tamale in its way.
Yeah.
Deck the halls with balls of
tamale. Well, see, she's still a vital, alive woman. And he appears to have resigned himself to whatever occurred during that surgery that seems to have stolen, you know. And maybe that, I don't know, maybe that's why he prefers men, because the kinkiness maybe turns them off.
No,
I don't know.
Wait a frickin' minute. Way to back that shit up. If you got surgery and all of a sudden your man part stays limp noodle, it doesn't matter if you go to the other side. That limp noodle still ain't going to work.
Well, they do have meds out there. I was reading up.
And then you can get them for women, too. You can take those meds to work with if you want to work with the woman.
Well, they have things like horny goat. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, that's the one you can buy at the store.
And
horny goat weed, right?
Yeah, my doctor,
which is a hilarious title,
had said to me, if you ever feel like your libido is drooping,
get
some horny goat weed.
If you go to an actual, not just your local grocery store, but if you go to an actual one of those big nutrition type stores that has everything out there, you'll see that on the shelf.
Oh yeah,
the alphabetical. They usually put it in alphabetical order and buy what they're good. Go to the H, you'll see horny goat.
I mean, with
horny goat weed, I think it's a weed or a root, but they call it weed.
Weed. Yeah.
I think they use the root of it.
And with you guys doing these intense makeup sessions, I'm surprised he isn't guiding your hand somewhere. You know what I mean?
And I know. What am I going to do? You know, but it's okay for right now. You know, I can have it on multiple television stations is what I say. You know, I can still go out. You know, I've got this at home. Oh, well, it is what it is. Nobody's saying anyone's cheating on anyone else. You know, he's not saying that. I don't.
Absolutely can do that. You are single. You absolutely 100% can be and shouldn't be doing that.
Something else I wonder about him. I read a lot about dry orgasms yesterday when I was looking at all this prostate stuff. It said in there that a lot of men will have dry orgasms. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean,
there's
actually.
There's nothing. There's no...
I actually do not know what the hell you mean.
He's still having an orgasm, but there's no fluid or whatever.
I'm not buying that
shit. Yeah, well, then you better get on your computer, mister.
Well, I'll get on my computer, and I'll talk to those doctors and say, I don't know who the hell you're studying. I don't know. You studying dead bodies or something? I've never heard of that in my entire life.
But what I read from the Harvard medical school.
Yeah, some of those guys drink too much in Harvard.
If, say, a man masturbates a lot or he has a lot of intercourse, that he will start to have dry orgasms.
But it's relative.
There's a supply. You know, you have a supply, a finite supply of your semen and. And all.
The body generates it. It's not a finite supply.
But it doesn't come.
You guys have a finite supply of eggs.
Yeah, but I meant in the moment. In the moment, you can only fire that gun.
But typically, it's not zero. It's not dry. It's relative.
I'm going to have to show this to him later.
Yeah, I'm glad when a woman wants to tell me about a man. I love it when a woman wants to tell me like she's an expert about my own body. I love that.
You know, there are female urologists.
Love it. Yeah, tell me more about myself that I don't know, because you know that.
And a lot of women go to male gynecologists. A lot of female, urologists perform, you know, vasectomies and
Absolutely. You know, Matt, I'm not disputing that, but I'm just saying as far as somebody's going to start typing up a paper on dry orgasm, I don't want to see any chick talk typing that shit up.
The reason I brought that up is I wondered how informed this man is. Maybe he thinks he's dysfunctional because there's nothing coming out.
And what
I don't know.
Did you think about that dry orgasm thing? It's typically when somebody's trying to have two, three.
I just, you know, I mentioned it today when we were talking.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I was talking about somebody, another guy, and a past experience, and I just said, I give really good blowjobs. And so, you know, we talk like that.
Again.
And we were talking about a song. Blowjobs, BJs.
Yeah, did he say he didn't watch you talking?
We understand. Bojangles.
Did he say he didn't want you talking like that?
Did he what?
Did he say he didn't want you talking like that?
No. We lead in, you know, we had a whole day. We share a lot of intimate stuff. You know, we share a lot about, he's a poet and he reads his poetry to me and we talk about personal things. And so it's not out of context, you know, and it's not out of, you know, I was telling about a song and I was telling about a past experience and I don't know. I'm exhausted by the whole thing. I'm ready to go out there on Friday night and sit at the local corner and hold a sign, we'll date. What will it take?
I don't know if you want to do that. Well, you are going out on Wednesday for karaoke, right?
Yeah.
That is, then you are going out. You are doing something positive.
because this really exhausts me. I feel so, by mid-afternoon, I'm really wiped out.
Well, and here's the thing. You've got all this desire and all this passion. You have the equipment of blue ball.
Here we go again.
For sure.
The blue testicles. Thank you.
You know what? Remember we talked about how vibrators were invented? Women get congested in their pelvic area, and that needs to be relieved.
I don't own one of those. I don't own a vagina. I've tried to lease them many a time, but I've never actually owned a vagina.
She's going to have a tidal wave of an orgasm when it. When I almost pity the guy.
I pity the fool.
You are going to ravage him. And, of course, because all this stuff is pent up in you.
If you got to go, that's the way to go.
You know what? You know what? I had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend that hadn't dated in a while, and she was dating this guy, and she had beard rash. You know, it was just.
Oh, it's second degree whisker burns on the inner thigh, right?
Or, oh, yeah.
On the thigh?
Well, the inner thigh, because that's, you know. Yeah, whisker burns.
Well, sure. She was enjoying, and he was partaking, and everybody was happy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Everybody was shopping.
Women got to be prepared. You could get some second or third degree whisker burns on your thigh. Things are going down. Things are going right, you know? Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So someday if we ever have a completely female women-only chat, I'll tell you something.
Good God.
That I had a girlfriend, and she said her boyfriend, who turned into her husband, went nuts over it, and it should not be shared in mixed company.
Oh, how exciting.
I already know what it is.
I think I've told you.
No, I just could tell when you said that. Obviously, it's something that guys should not like.
Well, it's part of an initiation to join
what?
Hell's Angels if a woman joins.
A woman joins. But
I think I'm guessing. when Jimbo said that, I think I'm guessing.
Ain't no guy doing
no,
that
when a guy angels. Joins, they have a girl there that's, if you guys are catching on here, he has to do that to her.
Yuck. During that time of the month?
Because
a guy can do anything to a chick.
Yeah, but it's messy and nasty and.
Oh, there's also, you know what?
Yuck. Oh.
This girl said that her guy.
They have women's bodies have happy points all over their body. There's a lot of happy points.
This woman got her, she said her guy would get up and look like a clown. He had a clown.
Oh my
face.
God!
And I knew that. Well, you know what though, but
it nourishes a baby.
There's a certain age you don't worry.
Well, you know, whatever floats your boat.
I guess so. It's not against the law, so at it.
To everybody, this woman does this to me. She flips my switch, and I next thing you know, I feel like I'm in a pub somewhere.
You don't even have a switch. It's broke. It's already broken in the on position.
Listen, you can make whoever you want to be,
but you can't. But you don't care at all.
Read the card.
People are still going to have their opinions of you when you act like a fool out in public. You just don't care anymore, right? You don't care. All right, here we go. Subject is compassion. Archangel Zedekiah. Soften your heart with respect to this situation. One involved, including yourself.
Oh, that's kind of 180 out the other way.
Well, it's maybe you, him, other people, soften your heart, maybe, which is easier said than done. Like, just relax. Yeah. I think it's like a relax and chill out. Let things happen, but, you know, it's easy for an archangel to say. You know? They're super powers. They're super. All right, Lisa.
Yes, we're on news for the
Thank
soul.
You, guys.
We are hour earlier.
I don't think you call us on there, but you can.
She called us last Monday.
Did she?
She did indeed.
Ooh, yay.
She's called us many times.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
She brought the F-bomb on, and we tap dance around the F-bomb.
Yes, please, if you get a chance. Remember, it's an hour earlier tomorrow.
Actually, you know, I'm saving a question for tomorrow because he's going somewhere and he's going to be in a public venue. And I'm just wondering how that's going to affect our relationship.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's good. That's going to be a good question. But now here's the catch 22
tomorrow.
Tomorrow's an hour earlier. And that show, you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes you're the first caller. If you call right away, sometimes it blows up. So don't wait too long is my, more of my story. For that
okay. Okay. Sounds like a good thing to know.
Sometimes when all her, when all the electronics are working properly for her show, because she's such a big operation, she has like 7 right off the bat. Boom.
Yeah.
So be early. Do not be late. Because we want to hear from you. So be early. Do not be late.
Thank you. You two are the earth angels. You keep it balanced, I swear.
I'm going to have to go find that song and play that. Remember that from the 60s? Earth angel, earth angel.
All right.
Yeah, but how's your teeth?
They're terrible.
They're
and
terrible,
but they can't come fast.
The last day of the month, she goes and sees the man.
Yeah, it's funny. As I'm talking, you can't see it, but they're like, their light feels like they're dangling. For those that don't know, it took forever, but I got implants done, and they have failed, and now we have to redo the entire procedure.
She's just starting again. Implants got to get yanked. They got to heal and then go
but
back
Tuesday,
in again.
Tuesday, I should have a fix in place.
Tuesday should be a new beginning, which can sucks because she went to that beginning once before.
Yeah, but he's got a more advanced...
Yes, he has a better plan for the substitute.
Yeah, and he should. I mean, we're going into the third year now. This doesn't happen to people. And I think he's treating me with kid gloves now because, yeah, there could possibly be, you know, some kind of... legal matter.
The problem is he's an expert, and if he says
your jaw
up, you might lose it. So you should not want to engage
that.
I
brought him the worst jaw he's ever
right.
had.
So you might want to just, and that's what she's doing. She's going to let him fix it, and we'll go from there.
He says when I close my jaw, it's like steel.
Like a bear trap.
Yeah, bear trap. Yep. So any men in my future, you better watch out. I've got a bear trap.
Yeah, you better stay away from the BJs right now. No BJ.
No, I'll be like, what's his name on 007, that's Jaws?
Mm-hmm. With the metal teeth.
I could turn him from a rooster to a hen in 2 minutes.
The secret weapon.
Well... all the guy's got to do is just not put his pee-pee in your mouth, that's all. Then he ain't got nothing to worry about. He can flip you around and take you down dirt road highway, too. You know what I'm saying? Right.
And on that note...
we shall move on to our next caller. Yes. Thank you so much, Lisa. I put her on mute, but she's still here.
Lisa, I will be...
Moonraker. See, I'd never watched some of those Bonds.
Oh.
I was really a very Sean Connery early Bond.
That
was Catherine. She's really good at all that.
Yeah, that's right. But that guy was hideously ugly with the...
Oh, he's been in a bunch of movies. He was the dude that was in that... did you ever see that Clint Eastwood movie that was called Pale Rider?
Yeah.
When he went... He was the big dude that...
Yeah.
The big, big dude. He was that same guy. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Playing, of course, a big badass dude because he's so giant. He was in, did you ever see the Burt Reynolds, The Longest Yard?
Oh, yeah.
The original one, he was in that one. He was that big dude in that one, too.
I could imagine, though.
Yeah. He's a big badass. And the only reason he would play for him is, you get to hit guards. I can hit guards as hard as I want. He goes, I want to play. Yeah, he was a big badass. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, we can knock off.
Yeah, that Catherine got it. She goes, Preacher, that's right.
Is that what his name is?
They call him Preacher.
Preacher, that's right.
Preacher! Or that little girl that ran out and yelled at him at the end.
I wonder how
she's quoting it.
Is this part of your work history?
She's just seen this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got all that stuff. She's like us. to like us. All right, let's move on to the next color. And
I'm ready. Cards are hot. They're sizzling.
They're on. This card's on fire. All right, we're going to area code 828, which is down in North Carolina, neighbor to the south.
Hello, and welcome to the show. And your first name, please.
828. You've been holding forever. I hope you didn't.
You're on deck.
You're on deck.
Hello.
Sorry. I had to put on mute. Sorry.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Have you always called us from the 828 area code?
Sometimes I switch to between phones.
Aha.
Depends batteries.
Only because you're, I don't zero down the location because to help people, remain a little bit anonymous. But I saw the city that I was associated. I was like, hey, I don't remember anybody calling from there. There's actually, they actually have a lot of good breweries that we get beer up here from that place. That's a good beer town.
Well, I'm so happy to hear this.
Well, that's all I know about Asheville. Oops, I started up. Let's see what's the screen area.
Okay. Hon, tell us what your question is and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, let it fly.
Well, I know you said something about there could be a new job in March. I was wondering, is that steer or something fulfilling? Because I know my finances need to be getting better, I'm hoping.
Okay.
So I was wondering in my finance department, finance and career.
Hi, Judy. I give a hi out to Judy, and I want to let, real quick, Blog Talk, folks, because we've extended the show, so people that are on hold, don't get pissed off and hang up. Obviously, I think it's like 8 of 1 right now, so we're going to 8:30. Do you callers that are next? Hang up.
Yeah.
What they used to say in the old days, don't touch that dial, which nobody knows what that means now.
No, that was the TV dial.
Nobody has no clue. If you told a kid, don't touch that dial, they would look at you like you're an idiot. What dial? What are you talking about,
At my dad's house, I was the remote control.
Oh, children are always the remote control. They're the remote control, and then they turn into beer fetchers during football games and stuff.
They are.
Oh, yep. My kid loves the TV deal.
Yeah.
So. Well, of course, but I mean, I was the remote control, and I was, back in the day, we had the little switch box antenna on the TV to help make it better, and I was the one to reposition it to turn it this way, turn it that way, turn the little switch, perfect, now you get it
with
on.
With the aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah, I remember those antennas, too. I remember those little antennas. I supposed to be bust out in antennas all the time on our TVs.
I remember where I lived when I grew up.
Yeah, I
lived 20 miles away from where all those TV stations were back in the 70s, so you had to have a pretty good, decent antenna.
You know, I think we have some kind of a dust issue in here. It's only when I'm doing this show am I constantly having a tickled nose.
I don't have shit.
And then either means I'm going to kiss the fool, they say, but I don't know if are you feeling in the kissing mood?
I ain't no fool. I ain't no fool.
Or it means, I think, from the fan or the ventilation, invisible dust. So if you see me messing with my nose, I am not fooling around with cocaine. And
it's probably the end of the world.
And it's seasonal allergies for us.
Which is funny, the word seasonal is relevant. But go ahead.
Yes, I see that you will be looking very well in terms of finding a new job. All right. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And in March should be the ticket for you. I definitely see more money coming for you. And I know that you are a hard worker and you really pinch your pennies because we've talked quite a bit in the past. So you don't run around and just waste money.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, right? And absolutely.
And if you make more money than your little family prospers, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I do feel there is more money to come to you through a better job. All right?
And
what kind of job is it? I mean, it's not what I'm already doing, is it?
What are you doing?
I'm still working like on, let's say, the hotlines? Because I can't, social media is just not where the money is right now for me, unless I start getting back into the groove of doing videos, which
I believe
my energy is not just quite there yet.
Oh,
not with my debt.
Yeah, I remember now what you do.
Right.
I think either that is going to ramp up more for you, but also maybe a better platform that you would work from, you know.
That's what I'm thinking that too, because as I'm looking at, I got hired into one back in this month. This month, I'm not working on it right now, but I'm going to get paid for it the next month.
Right.
But I'm hoping to increase, moving around stuff.
Well,
so once I get my debt straightened out, then I can start focusing on the social media all over again. I gotta get my stability back.
Well, you know what, Jeff,
you're
a song that all of us are singing to one extent or another about getting our debt in order.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
it's like we're Americans.
We support.
We all. I mean, you could have. It doesn't matter if you make $3 an hour or $53 an hour. You're still going to increase some kind of debt.
You are, and the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we do.
My son, I had bought a second house to move three of my grown sons in because they were never going to leave, and I got tired of the laundry and the cooking and the. You know, all that. So I bought a second house like two blocks away. But when the pandemic came, they couldn't make the bills. So I went and took out a loan that's still following me around. Yeah. You know, in a crisis situation, you just react. And I thought, I'll get a loan. I'll pay the house payment and help them with food and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, and now that is haunting me. So I understand completely. Even my work suffers quite a bit because people don't have, and I know you, Jessica, you're on the same level with me, that people don't have the disposable income that they used to have. So.
No, they don't. And then when you're asking for this little mini amount just to help them.
Well,
they ask like they can't really give when you know they actually can, but they just don't want to, kind of a deal. That's what I keep getting into.
Well, then those people who don't appreciate you. And then you should, move on smartly from that. Yeah. Okay, we go, Jim.
Angel card reading. Which is interesting. The subject is clear your space. This is from Archangel Jophiel. Get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around you and use Feng Shui.
Funny about that, Jim. I was thinking about that. I've been thinking about decluttering my house lately. So that actually makes sense.
It does make sense. And Jim, you should not scoff at Feng Shui. It's very beneficial.
I don't scoff at the meaning of it. I just don't like the words. That's all. I'm going to make my own word for that.
Okay. You do that.
I shouldn't have to figure out how to pronounce a goddamn word. That's what I'm saying. I should be able to read it and pronounce it.
Then that will be serendipity for you.
Oh, fuck serendipity. I'm tired of
these
crazy words.
Yes, do that.
Yeah, I know one thing, because I wanted to get you to look at my romance one day.
I'm
going to focus on my finances than I am romance, because I want to get my finances straightened out so I can have a better partner, to draw in a good partner.
You've got to focus on your needs right now, and then you can have your desires later. All right.
Yep.
Well, you take care, sweetness. I love hearing from you.
I love hearing from you too, so.
Okay.
Rock and roll, Daddy O.
All right, GMO.
Word up, dogs. All right. We're going to 757, which is in Hampton Roads, Virginia.
That would be us.
And I think it's somebody with the same first name as you.
Deborah. Hello, Deborah.
Is it?
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great.
Great. Do I know you, like, here in our community?
She's in our community.
Yeah.
I'm on your Facebook page, too.
Oh, okay. Did I ever see you at the Healing Fountain in my office? Maybe not.
No, but you've done two readings for me before.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell us what's bringing you to the show.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Well, my ex-husband passed away in November. So I don't know if you could do a mediumship, because I don't know if it was suicide or if it was an accidental death. He was dead for two weeks before his body was discovered.
Oh, wow.
You know, regardless of that, that is very common, you know, when people
kind
of, not that they're loners, but they don't have a lot of daily interaction with other people. They don't sometimes find out for weeks.
Deborah, what was his first name?
Ron.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do this.
And I don't want to make fun of this, but somebody was talking today on the TV show I was watching. When you say ex, I mean, you literally mean he was an ex before he passed, right?
Yeah, our divorce is final in 19.
In what?
2019.
Oh, 2019. Gotcha. I just heard the 19, and I was like, whoa, what is that? Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Well, this is interesting that you called in.
Yeah.
Because today I received, as I'm laying out your cards, I received very bad news today. And in September, one of my ex-husbands passed away. It was very tragic. It was a drawn-out throat cancer death. And I made sure that my son was there at his bedside in Kentucky or Tennessee, where they live. Anyway, I got news that another ex-husband today is now dying of two forms of cancer. And,
oh, wow.
And, you know, it's funny. This was not a good marriage. And the thing is, though, ever since I received that news, I've been reminiscing about the good times. And there were a lot of good times. He, unfortunately, was an abuser in ways that I couldn't build a life with somebody like that when he was blow up and lose his temper. He would get rather abusive, police involved, blah, blah, blah. But you know, it's funny. When you know somebody isn't going to be walking the earth anymore that you have loved, it really hits you. It hits you.
Yeah.
In a way. And that's one thing that I've always wanted to stress to people. If you ever really loved somebody, you're going to always love them. Love doesn't just...
Well, here's the weird situation with this, though. Nobody in his family wants his ashes, so I have them.
Huh. Do you have children with him?
No.
Okay.
How long were you together, and how was your departure from marriage?
Yeah.
We had more bad times than we did good times. I was married to him for 15 years.
15 years
that's
is
a
long
time,
regardless.
Yeah.
So you had more bad times, but the good times must have had some kind of.
Well, no, the problem is in the state of Virginia, you can't just kick somebody out if you're married.
You don't have kids. It's not as bad as when you have kids, though.
I understand that, but I can't make him leave the house.
Oh, you owned out. Yeah, and you're right. You're right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that is. That's the problem when there's a house ownership. You don't want to be the one to leave.
Yeah, the way I got rid of him is that he got a DUI and he was in jail. And then that's how I got him to sign the papers.
Ah, look at that. Yeah, that is the War of the Roses right there, the house. Yeah.
I'm really wondering why his family does not want his remains.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. And this is a mediumship.
Yeah, so. And I'm looking at it.
I'm just curious.
Do you know why?
Well, no, but he never really had a relationship with his mom or his sister, but his sister thought that he had all this money, so she thought that she was going to get it. So then, you know, she wanted to get all this stuff out of his house, you know, that was his belongings, because she wanted to sell everything.
Yeah, when somebody dies like that, the vultures come out.
But, you know, that is so, it's one thing that, okay, I thought I was getting a lot of money, but I didn't, but then to refuse the ashes.
Yeah.
What horrible family members. They all suck.
They really do. But let's get back to your medium.
I'm sorry. This is a medium shit.
Okay,
My bad. What was your question?
You said, was it suicide or?
Yes, or natural causes.
I don't know. Yeah, but so his chronic alcoholism is what the medical examiner ended up writing on the death certificate. But I don't know if it was actual, was it an accidental death or was he intentionally trying to kill himself?
So he didn't
He had been found in the Chesapeake Park a couple of years ago. He ended up getting a DUI, and he did try to kill himself by drinking 4 bottles of vodka, but it didn't succeed.
Did you get a copy of the medical examiner's
report?
That's
what I was just going to ask.
Not the report, no. Well,
I wasn't with the report.
Gross, but his body was so badly decomposed,
they had
to identify him by tattoos that were on his body.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It was not suicide, but you'd think it would be. 4 bottles of vodka within his... Yeah, okay. You'd think...
Yes.
It was organ failure on his part,
like a
full-blown cardiac arrest.
Yeah, if you're chronic anything, you can cause... Yes. It's not suicide, but you didn't try to help yourself.
Well, in a way,
right?
It was like a slow and drawn-out suicide.
It could be. You're right. It could. Some people will do that with drugs or alcohol. Yep.
He wants to very, very much. See, now that he's in the afterlife and he's basically, how do I put this? He's in spirit, okay? But he's also examining the life that he had. He wants me, and it's like he's doing this, like he's putting me on my shoulder. Tell her. He is saying that he is so incredibly sorry for the way that he treated you and how there was never enough of anything, that he was selfish, he was a liar, he was a cheater. I mean, he's just like spilling his guts here. And
oh,
also,
yeah, he was all of
He was all of that. I mean, he did that.
Oh, yeah.
He also was having sexual frolic or whatever you want to call it with men when he would drink heavily. And he was ashamed of that, you know, that he would. Yeah. Yeah. I went, ew, myself. But, yeah, he'd get really drunk. And these guys, you know, I guess for lack of anything better to do. So he feels ashamed of that. And he feels that he should be in hell, but he's not, because the cards always say there really isn't a hell. There's a place where we go to be healed. You know, the universe itself is built on love and healing. And he's in a place where it's like he's in the ICU.
The spiritual universe is.
Yeah, spiritual.
Not the physical universe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, his life was a wreck. You know, it's all over here. And having such a poor family connection, you know, maybe he was raised really badly. There's going to be extenuating circumstances.
That's almost 100% of the time. Well, not almost 100% sounds stupid. That's like 90% of the time.
And then for them.
It is an upbringing issue. Yeah.
Yeah, he was raped by a male cousin when he was 6.
Who knows what was going on there?
And then sometimes people repeat these things later in life.
Oh, because they were raised that way. So even though they don't like it, it's in their subconscious mind and it's in their blood. I should act, I guess.
Well, I watched them.
Make the same mistakes that I was raised to do.
Some talk shows. There was a father that came out and had been having sex with his daughter since she was 10. And he said, I'd put my hands in her pants and you could tell she was excited. Well, her body was reacting.
Well, she was 10. So, first of all.
10 until she was like 16. So, she probably had really bad feelings about herself.
He should have had his arm amputated.
Yeah, for that.
Yep.
And maybe another appendage.
Well, that would be the first
anymore.
Step.
Yeah.
If that was the first thing, and he cut the arm off, and I bet he'd learned his lesson.
Does his family leave you alone, Jeff? Do they bother you?
His mother calls me once a week, but I don't answer her phone call.
I wonder what she wants.
Do you know what her reason is?
They think that I got his life insurance.
So it's all they give a flying shit about is money.
Yeah.
You know, I would piss me off. I'd almost laugh and lie about it. It's like, oh, I'm a fucking billionaire, bitch. I would be so pissed off. Something's bothering me. That would make me so angry. I would just lie just to screw with them. But I'm not a good person.
You know, you did in many ways have a life of hell. And it's good that you were able to get out of that, you know?
True.
Thank God you didn't go another 15.
Yeah, you can't hang your head. You did everything you could.
You did. And you can't make somebody take care of themselves.
Nope.
Whether it's mental illness.
The stupid horse in the water thing.
Yeah,
it all applies to everything.
Or it's an addiction. They've got to want
to. Or a combination of the two, which is like the worst. That's like the perfect storm. If they have both problems, mental and physical.
So, you know, I think you did the best you could. And I think him wanting to apologize to you says a lot about him in spirit. Okay. Can't you release those ashes somewhere?
Up to her.
Had he been in the Navy down here? Was he, you know.
Yeah, retired Air Force.
What is your opinion on the ashes? Are you okay with them? Do you want to look to do something in the future? I mean, because she may be okay with it.
I think she.
No, I don't want them.
He doesn't want to be stuck with them.
Oh, I would take care of that in a heartbeat.
Where would you?
I would, in respect, I would find some place that something that he liked, and I would leave. I would.
You know, just don't let anybody see you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be stupid about it and dump them in a toilet.
We're not supposed to just throw them anywhere.
But I would say, all right, this guy must have had some part of him was good, and there must be something that he enjoyed that was good, some park.
Yes.
Some place that he loved, the ocean, the lake, or
behind
river,
a liquor store.
A river, something. I'll get, okay, this little part.
Yeah, he liked to drink sitting on the beach.
Well,
I would do the beach.
That's
and
what I
you
would
know
do.
What? Even if 90% of you was this evil asshole, there was 10% that was good, and you liked this, so here you go.
I think
that was me, though. I'm not her.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I would do.
You don't have to stand there and pray or cry or just, you know,
so you know
send
what?
Him on his way.
So you know what? There was a lot of probably why you were who you are wasn't your fault.
Nobody gives birth to a killer or, you know, an individual that, others can't love or that becomes addicted. It's environmental a lot.
A lot of it is.
It goes back to that nature and nurture. And,
yeah, bada bing, bada bing.
And what about you, Deborah, before I let you go, how are you doing? Have you been able to overcome all this?
I mean, it was upsetting when I heard that he passed away.
There was a what?
I was upset when I heard that he died.
Oh,
he was only 50.
Okay, it was upsetting. You know, there were good times that I'm sure you had with this man because you would have to be out of your mind to marry somebody that was this far gone. So I expect there were lots of good times, just like with the one ex I've got who's dying, you know. But I want to make sure that you are okay. I mean, you went through a lot. And so I'm just wondering, did you ever need therapy or anything, or were you able to just work through it on your own?
Yeah, well, I thought I could work through it on my own, but I'm actually starting to see a therapist Tuesday.
Good for you. God bless you.
Yeah, and there's never anything wrong with doing
that.
No. If you do it and you don't need it, then you don't need it. But it's better than the other thing not to do it.
I agree. And sometimes we don't even realize the amount of trauma that we are dealing with.
And you might not even realize it for a few sessions. And then all of a sudden you get there and you're like, wow, I'm glad I came.
So, Deborah, I hope you call us again. I'd love to follow your story and see how things work out for you.
And she's
it's a doozy, that's for sure.
7x7 Club.
Yeah, you're here.
Fist
right?
bump, 7x7 Club. Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Love it. All right, here's your angel card.
Here it comes. Overcoming difficulties is the subject, and it's from Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. Yeah, this old white on light blue. Not
yeah.
a good call on
no.
light.
All right. Archangel Jeremiah says, the worst is now behind you, and you are now surmounting any previous challenges.
I like it.
And
I
he is
think
an archangel.
That's perfect for you. Really resonates.
Yeah.
All
Truth.
Right. Well, hon, take care. Glad you called us.
One Deborah saying to the other
yeah,
Deborah.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
We Deborah's got to stick together.
Deb's got to stick together.
I know.
All right.
It's the Deb Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
We'll look forward
Thank
to hearing
you.
From you.
Thanks
right,
for holding.
Sweetie.
Thanks for holding for a
right,
long time.
Sweetie. Yeah. Thank you. I think we might.
I think we have run out of time. I am sorry.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Yeah, the night was busier than we anticipated.
Yeah.
We apologize to any folks we did not do messenger readings to. We apologize. Oh.
What?
Excuse me, folks that we didn't get to on the phone. I think it's, isn't Michelle? From the UK? I thought she was. But Michelle will tell us. I mean, I could do this. I could do this. This is slow, though.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go about.
Michelle.
I always say Michelle, like the song.
Michelle,
the song.
Like...
Michelle Monbeau. Yeah, she'll tell us. Oh, we got Christy from the UK. And
you guys
sorry,
are fantastic.
And
that's
we're sorry,
weird.
Folks. We have been on for almost an hour and a half, and tonight we just can't pull a two-hour show.
Yeah.
And Blog Talk never lets us be on, too, anyway. It's just those are them the rules with Blog Talk.
But, wow, you guys are great. I guess nobody across the pond sleeps.
Well, they're dedicated.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, but you know what, though? Do you remember? I mean... Let's think about this. What is it right there right now?
Are there five
it's
a, hours
It's about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I remember in the day staying up till 1:32. If I got 4 hours, I could just function just fine back then.
And
the
there
day.
Were times you went to work.
Well, I'm just saying.
From the party.
I'm just saying, not even counting the party and crazy stuff. I'm just saying on a normal basis on a regular mm-hmm. night, if I pulled off 4 hours, didn't do anything crazy, drinking and partying, I'd be just fine.
Yeah.
Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate it and love that you show up for us.
And we are sorry to the folks that we get readings to. And we thank the international folks. Mike,
yeah.
Mike has been here till the end.
Oh, that's nice. Just remember, if you become my friend, then we can communicate for free on Messenger. You know, we can do an audio call. This
you got
to
define your
this is
oh,
the portal.
It's like a Love Doctor show. Yes, you want
yeah.
to you want to follow, like it, or whatever.
Yeah, this is. I wish it would show how far behind it.
But that's
I
Deborah Lee who calls that.
Yeah, you'd have to go to be my friend as Deborah Lee.
Deborah Lee, if you want to do audio
and
video
that,
chat,
then you could. This is a Facebook product, and we're not affiliates or anything. It's kind of cool though. Because you can call all over the world
no, as, getting up
as long as
first.
Somebody's, you know, as long as you both are.
As long as you got free internet.
Yeah.
Or,
right.
or not even
not
free. As long as you have internet available. It doesn't have to be free. But the
if
nice
you're
thing,
on Facebook, I think you don't you have to be a Facebook member to use Messenger?
Yeah.
Because it's, okay.
Well, even if you don't, you almost do. It's kind of, yeah.
I'm going to add WhatsApp. I love that app. It's a great platform.
Add it to what?
For them to, if they have that, if they already have that on their WhatsApp is great. Those of us that use it seem to really
you have
like
to
it.
Be able to add it to that device.
Yeah. It's supposed to be able to be added to Facebook. So I'm going to take, oh, and it can be on here. Damn straight.
Right, well, that's a thing for the future, folks, but
okay,
it is not
yeah.
tonight. It is not this night.
So, everyone, please take care. Stay well. We don't even hear about COVID stats anymore.
Actually, I heard some
sad stuff
in the sports world. Nothing major, but it's still out there.
Okay, well, I guess we got to go.
Got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, got to go. Take care, everybody. Hugs and love.
Oh, yeah. Say goodbye. 1 hour earlier. can also look up the rest wherever the hell you live.
This is Blog Talk too. This is Blog Talk,
but this is the podcast.
Yeah, give us
a call.
Or listen. We'll be on Facebook too.
We always will.
We always will. Bye.